and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who does know us and our future, even today. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the subject of exile usually brings me back to something from the sermon that was preached at Liz and I's wedding. And in that sermon, you have to understand that I did my vicarage, which is sort of like my internship at the University of Florida, which Bob is very nicely decked out in those colors today. And that's where I met my beautiful bride, Liz. And so, because I root by chronology, I root for Gators. And because of that, when we were getting married and the pastor who was marrying us knew that we were coming up here to Tallahassee, he said that unlike those license plates that say that this is a house divided, he said, this is not going to be a house divided, this is going to be a house in exile. It's been a good exile. But that concept of exile is an interesting one. I mean, what would it be like if somebody took you from here in Tallahassee, Florida, and came into your room at the middle of the night and said, we're going to move you to Billings, Montana? Ugh. Right? Well, that's exactly what happened to this woman named Jackie Taylor. Jackie Taylor had grown up as a little girl. She had two parents. One of them was a nurse, worked in a hospital. The other one was, well, he never really had a real stable job, but the most stable job that he had was being a member of the motorcycle gang, the Hell's Angels. And, well, things happened in the Hell's Angels, and what happened was eventually that lives were taken and people were hauled into jail and court cases ensued, and pretty soon prison time was on the line, and Jackie's father, rather than going to prison forever and ever, decided that he would cop a plea deal. And what he did was he copped that deal, and his entire family then, in the middle of the night, was taken by U.S. Marshals and taken to a safe house where they were told to learn their new names. And Jackie tells this story about writing her name, Jackie Taylor, her new name, Jackie Taylor, over and over again as a 7-year-old, because she needed to be able to write that name as if she would have been writing that name all along. And after they were in that safe house for about a week, they took them and moved them off to, of all places, Billings, Montana, where she grew up and lived as Jackie Taylor. Now, unfortunately, when you go into this kind of protective custody, they don't give you a new birth certificate. What they do instead is they give you a passport that has your new name on it. And that passport got lost somewhere in the move, and it was very difficult for them to get another passport with that new name on it. And so Jackie lived her entire life in this situation of not having a birth certificate, not being able to prove who she was, not being able to say, this is my identity, which is difficult, actually, apparently, because it kept her from being a part of the Girl Scouts. It kept her from doing several things in her neighborhood. It kept her from all sorts of things. It even almost kept her from getting married, because the people at the courthouse wouldn't believe that she was actually who she said she was, because she had no official documentation to prove that. It was a difficult way to grow up. It was kind of like growing up in exile. Now we're doing this thing where we read the scriptures. Well, actually, we're asking you to skim the scriptures and to take a look at those stories, maybe just very briefly as you're looking at the subject headings as you're passing by all of those books. And today, and this week, what we're doing is we are finishing off the entire Old Testament. And that means that we have not only the information about the Jewish people in exile, but we also have those words of the prophets that are warning the people of Israel about a coming exile. And quite frankly, that's the part of the Bible that we skip over a lot. It's that and Leviticus, right? We kind of get towards the end, and I understand it's kind of difficult to read because we don't know the geography, we don't know the politics. It's difficult for us to begin to understand all of those histories and who's going where and what's happening here, and it's difficult for us to understand. And so oftentimes what we do instead is we just go, oh, I know Matthew is coming up. I like Matthew. But this week, we're challenging you. Spend a little bit of time with those books, even if it's just looking them over one more time and seeing if Hezekiah actually is a book of the Bible. See, you'll be surprised. Maybe. But as you go through that, you're going to find this story of exile, this story that maybe sort of sounds like what was happening with Jackie. This story of not really having a very clear identity. In the book of Jeremiah, it says that the people of Israel were sent off into exile for 70 years. And that's an awfully specific number, but it's a very telling number as well. Because when you're in exile for about 70 years, that means that basically everybody who is taken from exile is going to be dead by the time that they come back. And pretty much it's only going to be that first generation that is born in exile that is even going to probably remember much of the firsthand stories of their parents. And so there are these people that have grown up in this relatively confusing time when it comes to their identity. That they're growing up in Babylon, and yet they're not Babylonians. And their parents are telling them, no, you're not a Babylonian, and one day God will bring us back. You're just in exile right now. And sometimes that's the way of what it means to be a Christian. In fact, Peter, when he writes his epistles, oftentimes uses this concept of being in exile as something that we are as Christians. That we're in exile from the resurrection. That we're in exile from this kingdom of heaven. That we are the kingdom of heaven in this place, but it's not supposed to be exactly what it is right now. And so we have to rely upon the stories that are told to us. We have to rely on this book of Scripture to really understand what our identity is. Just like those Israelites relied upon the stories of their parents to know what it meant to be the children of Israel in Babylon, we too rely on Scripture to tell us what it means to be children of heaven, children of the resurrection, that are living in a place that isn't heaven, that isn't the resurrection right now. And so we come at this sort of sense of identity that is being told to us, even though maybe in terms of our circumstance and our surroundings it looks, well, a little bit different. Later on in Jackie's life, she decided that she was no longer interested in living as an exile. And so what Jackie did at age 37, 30 years from the moment that she was taken out of her home and sent off to Billings, Montana, she said, I'm done living this false identity. I want to go back to being Jacqueline Crouch. That was her original name. I want to go back to being Jacqueline Crouch. And so she went through all of the hoops that she needed to go through in order to reclaim her old identity. She didn't change where she was living. She still lives in Billings, Montana. She's a waitress there. She found out that the people that were in the Hell's Angels gang, that they were so afraid of retaliating, were, well, somebody retaliated against them, and now there was no problem. And so she began to live out her original identity, which looked like her new identity to everybody that she met. I mean, can you imagine walking into work and saying, well, my name actually now is something different? People don't like that generally. That's happened to me a few times where people have said, well, actually my name is Patrick and not Brian, or actually my name is this and not that. And you kind of go, okay, what else are you not telling me? And she had that same experience of going and saying, well, this is who I am. Who I am is Jacqueline Crouch, and you've known me as Jackie, but I'm Jacqueline now. And actually, I've always been Jacqueline. It's been the Jackie thing that has been, well, just kind of a dodge. It's been something that I had to take upon myself. Well, a lot of times that's what it's like living our baptized lives. Because when you were baptized in those waters, you were given your identity. And it was a new identity, unlike Jackie's, but it's still the most true identity that you have right now. And so we live our lives in this weird kind of place where we introduce ourselves as, well, I am the baptized child of God. And people look at you and they go, no, I know you. You are J. Allen Winters. And you say, yes, I am. That is my identity. But the greater identity is that I am baptized child of God. And sometimes those identities seem to be at odds with one another. Sometimes those identities seem to be like they don't quite match up because of our sins. And so we go and we say, well, I am baptized child of God. And they look at us and they say, no, you are angry person, full of spite and hate. And you go, no. Baptized child of God, yes. That's who I was. But I've been forgiven, and now I'm baptized child of God. And they say, no. I know you. You are a liar and half-truth teller. And you go, no, I'm baptized child of God. Yes, that's who I was. But now I've been forgiven, and I'm baptized child of God. And we do that over and over and over again in our lives. And we're able to do that over and over and over again in our lives because of where we know we're headed. Because God knows where we're headed. In Isaiah, when Isaiah is speaking the words of God to those people who are in exile here in Isaiah 44, he's talking to the exiles. He says, I'm God. I know where you're going. Even if you don't right now, I know that you are going to return. I know that. I am the first and the last. Who else is a God like me? Who else knows where you're going? It is only me. And he's saying that same thing to you. And so when the world comes at you and it says that you are not baptized child of God, say, I know the person who knows me better. I know the person who gave me the identity that is truer. I know the God who saved me from what I would otherwise be, and who gave me an identity that will be with me from now until eternity. Amen.